Hi guys, we recently took a trip to Nashville and we are ready to spill the tea on everything we saw. This is going to be so much fun. But first, I want to start with a disclaimer. Contrary to what many people on social media seem to think, all of the former presidents do not live at the White House with the current president. That is not how things work. There are no presidential parties going on, no sleepovers, no huge banquets. No, that's not how it works. Former presidents go home to their own houses once their term is up.
Can you imagine Barack Obama and Donald Trump living in the White House together? I mean, that could
be interesting.
That would sound like a true reality show.
We happened to visit a couple of these homes, though, during our trip to Tennessee. The first was President Andrew Jackson's home, the Hermitage, or as some people started calling it at one point, the Hermitage. But then they realized that most people didn't speak French, so they just changed it to the Hermitage.
Which, what did that mean? It meant like...
Rural something, yeah, I think.
Rural house or something.
Yeah, like yeah. Hi guys, we're in Nashville, Tennessee this morning at Andrew Jackson's The Hermitage. And let's go in and see what this is all about. The Hermitage is located in Nashville, and we had the opportunity to take a peek inside, and it did not disappoint. Of course, Jeff did upgrade our tour to the VIP tour because... You know, of course, history teacher.
But there were things that the VIP got us that the other pass didn't. And while
a longer tour. Well,
it's only a couple hours.
It's fine.
But the good news is we had an amazing tour guide
knew
a lot.
His name was Keith. He was fantastic.
You know, a lot of times when I go on tours, you know, I kind of always judge it by if the person knows as much as me. Or more than me, or not as much. And, you know, I'm a history teacher. I've done it for a long time. And, you know, I have to say more times than not, you know, they were average or it was okay. But in Nashville, every tour guide we got was amazing.
They were all fantastic. I mean, they blew me away. It was great. Now, there were several things that kind of stuck out about this tour to me and the information that we learned.
Right. Well, there were so many things that, you know, I knew about the political nature, his military career and things like that. But there was a lot of the personal stuff that you see firsthand here at the Hermitage that I had no idea about. You know, first and foremost, you know, people either love or hate Andrew Jackson. The man was ahead of his time in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, Marnie, can you talk about some of those things that you thought were particularly cool?
He was very far ahead of his time in home decorating hacks. I mean, who would have thought, you know? Andrew Jackson knew how to stretch a dollar. He knew how to make his decorating budget work.
And he was one of those people that he grew up dirt poor. And if you see, you know, read about his early life and the tribulations he went through, lost his brother, was captured in the War of 1812, lost his mother, kind of passed around from family member to family member, and not having anything, he always wanted to make sure that he remembered the roots of where he came from. And he was a very, thrifty?
Thrifty.
Yeah.
Thrifty. That's what we'll go with. Or maybe when it came to decorating, he was just cheap. Either way, you have to give him credit, though, for building a mansion on a budget. The front doors of his home look like some elaborate marbled wood, and they are actually just Tupelo poplar covered in a veneer. It's so funny because you walk up and these doors are like rather imposing, and you think, wow, he must have spent a fortune on these. Nope. They are cheap Tupelo poplar covered in a veneer that just looks expensive.
And again, you know, the average person wouldn't have known the difference anyway,
no,
I guess.
No, so. That's exactly it. You don't know unless you have like a very keen eye for decorating or you have inside knowledge on this.
Well, I thought one of the coolest thing was the columns because I love the kind of antebellum style with the big Corinthian columns. I, you know, I love that so much that Marnie gives me a hard time because of the bed that I bought that have these
Bed has Corinthian columns.
And I could tell you they are probably heavier than the ones that are at the Hermitage.
Yeah, the ones at the Hermitage are actually thin wood coated in a concrete-like substance. It's not even concrete. It's concrete-like substance.
They're hollow. You could knock on them. Yes. And they're hollow, so it's really fascinating. And
those beautiful marble baseboards that are throughout the house, yeah, they're not real either. They just look real. They have a very thin coating of marble over the wood. This guy was a genius. Well, I'm telling you.
There was something that we didn't talk about before. Earlier when we were talking about this show, but what was something to do with the floor mats or something? Remember that it was made out of something and they just rolled it up.
Oh, yeah. The grass mats.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He bought it by the roll because at the time it was prestigious to have your wooden floors covered. So he thought this through and said, okay, if I buy grass matting by the roll, if it gets messed up, I can just cut a new piece and replace it. So he had it together, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and so, and we toured some actual other houses that had the real stuff, and you can't tell the difference,
No, you can't. It's crazy. But he really did think a lot of this through. He also would take old structures around the property and repurpose their materials, which is a very popular thing to do today. I'm telling you, he was way ahead of his time.
And one of the things that he wanted the Hermitage to do was to personify the American democracy. Now, he was the first kind of American president that, he was the first president that was, born, inside of the, the United States. Everyone else was from the British colonial period, things like that. And he was also the first president to kind of become a victim of, and realize we're not truly a democracy. He, in 1824, he won the popular vote, and basically the vote was thrown into the House of Representatives, and which Henry Clay becomes the Secretary of State, and John Quincy Adams wins this election, even though Andrew Jackson had more of the popular votes. And this was something that his major constituents, the people out west, the poor people who have moved to Tennessee and to Kentucky and those areas, they really didn't understand the concept of the Electoral College like many Americans today, and they can't understand why the person with the biggest number didn't win.
Didn't win, yeah.
But they, 1828, that was a different election that he does win there, and then again in 32.
Yeah, he was very popular among the people at the time. Now, one thing, he did splurge on one major thing in that house, other than the gorgeous staircase. I have to say, that spiral staircase is beautiful. It was the wallpaper.
Yeah, now, the wallpaper came from a French company, and it told the story of Telemachus, Odysseus' son from the Odyssey, and about how he was had all these temptations but stayed the course to go back and, help get back to his father and, have this reunion. And it was one of those things about the American democracy, how it to stay the course and what our objective is, and we've got to remember that.
And one section of the wallpaper, I believe it was upstairs, they said that they actually found that somewhere and brought it in, and it happened to be a match to the story that was going through the wallpaper downstairs.
And the thing was, it was something to the effect that the factory in France had burned or something, been destroyed, and there was something that the new wallpaper was actually older.
Yeah, print date, but the color was richer, which was just crazy. But the closet system in this house, I would be very excited about. He had a hallway at the front of the house upstairs that is just closets that line two walls, and it's in like an arched area, and they stored like their linens and anything else they needed to store, not clothes. It was just extra storage. And he had like four of those in one area. And I think that may be one of the most genius ideas ever. I love that because they use their armoires for their clothes.
More storage. I'm always for that too.
Oh, you're always for that. But no, it really was a practical thing to have. And he also splurged on his grandchildren. That was something that was important to him. He paid a lot of money for a piano for his granddaughter, which was really, really interesting to me because he did not like to spend money. And I know she wasn't his actual granddaughter, right, but he considered her his granddaughter. But he spent quite a bit of money on a piano. I believe it was over $1,000 at the time. And back then, that was huge.
Right. You know, there was a lot of really, you know, cool stories about Andrew Jackson that from his time in Northwest Florida, I didn't realize he was the first provincial governor of the state of Florida.
For like 6 months, yeah, they said. Yeah.
You know, he was the hero of the Battle of New Orleans. He, you know, had a lot of positive things. And, you know, I always thought that if I had to go into a bar fight with any American president, would be this guy. Andrew Jackson was a tough guy. His nickname was Old Hickory. So up there, everything is Old Hickory Lane, Old Hickory Drive,
everything.
Hickory Parkway. But it was in honor of him. And, you know, there are some distractors with him. And just like in 1824 and 1828. But today we think about how dirty politics are. Politics were so bad back then that nothing was sacred. His wife and you know, her past was constantly questioned. And you know, so one of the sad moments was, you know, and he truly loved his wife Rachel, is that in between the election where he wins in 1828 and before he could actually go to the office
for the inauguration, yeah,
she dies. Mm-hmm. And he will always hate his political opponents and their wives from all of the turmoil and the things that they said.
They believe it caused her to have a heart attack. Yeah.
And so this was one of the you know, the sad stories, but one of the most beautiful things at the Hermitage is the tomb where Andrew Jackson is buried, but he built it for his wife, Rachel.
Yeah.
And there was a story that goes back that growing up very poor, he lost his mother and she was buried in, you know,
South Carolina, I believe.
In,
yeah,
in an unmarked grave. So he never knew where his mother was buried.
Mm-mm.
So he builds this massive tomb for his wife, Rachel. And interestingly enough, it is the one thing other than the piano that he never cheaps out on.
Yeah.
The columns are really real marble.
Yes.
And, you know,
it's a dome covered in like a copper.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
And so he's actually buried there as well. There had been some break-ins a couple of years ago where people were desecrating his tomb. So now they have security on there 24/7 to prevent that from happening. But, you know, the whole story and the love that he had for his wife.
It was a beautiful love story.
You know, and he outlives her by about 18 years. He died. He's a very old president. He dies at the age, I think, 78.
78, I think, you know, which and, for that time was
right,
very old.
You know, and but there were just so many cool things about that, you know, and he always viewed himself not as the president or as a former president, but just always as General Jackson, and a lot of cool stories about that. Some of the things, as he got older, there was that chair that was really interested in there.
Yeah, right? It was actually a precursor to the recliner. It was basically a recliner the way it worked, but it was, you know, before they added leather and padding and things like that, you know, it's in his library and it really stands out in there.
And when he got older, he would just actually sleep in there and they would move the chair to places where he would go and things of that nature. But, you know, there's so many cool things about him. And one of the things, he absolutely hated debt, and mm-hmm. he hated personal debt. And there was a couple of times where he had to take out loans and he would pay them back.
He actually took out a loan to feed his troops at one point.
Oh, yeah. When the early United States government in one of the Indian Wars, I believe, that the government says, well, just tell your men to get home ever how they can. And he took out a loan.
They got no food.
And he took out a loan to make sure that they got paid and could get back. And he's also the last president. So we're talking about elected in 1828 and 1832. He was the last president to pay off the national debt.
That's impressive.
You know, he didn't like debt personally. He didn't like the country having debt. And, you know, that was one of the reasons he took all those shortcuts at the Hermitage.
Yeah.
The Hermitage.
Yeah, because he did not want to owe money on this house. He wanted just to be done you know, build it and be done.
And what was so interesting to me is that, you know, there's these beautiful trees everywhere. Well, they told us
gorgeous property.
And they told us a couple years ago there was a massive tornado that came through.
Yes,
and,
through Tennessee. It was really bad.
And there was actually a tour group when that happened, and they put mm-hmm. them in the cellar. And
the storage cellar. Yeah. They actually got to go into a place that's actually off limits, you know, but it's sad that they had to because of the tornado, but at least it was there to protect them, you know, and I'm sure it had been used in the past for that. But it was, yeah, that was really impressive. And something else Andrew Jackson did without knowing, he created the first guitar-shaped driveway.
Oh, yeah.
Because he got tired of all the dust and things that the horse and buggies would stir up when they came up to the front porch to stop and visit. And he arranged it so that it was basically in the shape of a guitar, so they would just pull right on through and not stir up all the dust on the house. And they claim that he may have invented the first guitar-shaped driveway in Nashville.
And it was really interesting if you looked at, I think there was three different aspects of the Hermitage. The first was just like a regular house, and then they added the porch. And one of the reasons that they kept adding those is for people to these areas for
to come visit,
to come visit, and for people to sleep in. That one of the things, hospitality was always a big thing to you know, people of that generation. So didn't matter who showed up, you took care of them, you feed them, and they were going to stay somewhere. And then, you know, you had the nicer areas for the more distinguished guests and things like that. So But just a real fascinating story. The property itself is very interesting, and it is it's something very much worth spending some time to see it. And for me, it was worth the extra money to get the VIP. But we actually got to go on the balcony upstairs and you know, see some other things that I'm going to a couple of rooms that are usually off limits.
But, yeah, we got to take pictures inside, which was also very cool because not everybody's allowed to, just certain tours. And I thought it was fascinating. I thought the home was absolutely gorgeous. And the fact that he did it on a budget just made me even happier.
And I love the fact that it made you so happy because then you didn't mind the 2-hour tour. And it was like, oh, I was looking at the time and I was enjoying it and Marnie was enjoying it. And I'm like, oh, this seldom happens.
It was fun though. It really was. It's beautiful property. Definitely worth it to go see it if you're in the Nashville area. I would highly recommend it. And just, you know, take a few minutes out of your day and go by and see it. It's really cool. And not just for the historical point, but just the beauty of the property and the home itself.
Well, how about the there wasn't a lot of reproductions in there. That was one of the things that was interesting.
82%, I think our tour guide told us, of the things that are in that home are authentic to the family, and they are not reproductions. And they even protect the floor. The floor's over 200 years old, I believe? The floor's over 200 years old, and areas of it are... You can see them, but you don't walk on them because the area that you walk on is carpeted to protect it.
Right.
It's a layer of carpet that's on there to protect it. But the floors are stunning. I mean, they're in really good shape. To think that they are 200 years old is just incredible to me. I mean, I really enjoyed that tour, I guess.
Can you say that one more time?
Nope, you didn't hear a thing.
Can you say you enjoyed the 2-hour historical tour of Andrew Jackson's home? I really did.
It's on video. I really did. I had a lot of fun there, and I thought it was really pretty, and we do highly recommend it. Content coming at you soon. We had so much fun up there.
It was a great trip.
It was. We've done so many things, and we can't wait to share everything with you guys. So follow us on socials, subscribe to our channel so you don't miss anything, because like I said, we got a lot coming your way. And remember, break the monotony,
not the bank.
Bye, guys.